You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here at 66 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A Sandy man has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for his role in the January 6th riot. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott has details.
29-year-old John Sullivan, political activist and founder of Insurgents USA, was first found guilty of his crimes related to the insurrection back in November. The U.S. Attorney's Office says on January 6th, Sullivan stormed the Capitol while wearing a bulletproof vest, gas mask, and carrying a bullhorn. The office says he filmed himself entering the building through a smashed window and ignored police telling him to leave. Sullivan also filmed protesters trying to break into the House chamber with Congress members still inside. It was outside the House chamber that Sullivan recorded the fatal shooting of rioter Ashley Babbitt. Sullivan was sentenced to 6 years in prison, 3 years of parole, and will have to pay $2,000 in damages. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
When storming the Capitol, Sullivan claimed he was a photojournalist documenting the riot, but as former FBI investigator Greg Rogers told us just a few minutes ago, that's not quite the truth.
If you look at his Insurgents USA, it's more of a almost a militia type issue where they wanted to destroy the government and take it over. It was more of a chaos theory kind of organization than supporting any particular candidate. They just wanted the devolution of the United States government and wanted to take it over themselves.
Greg Rogers says Sullivan's sentence of 6 years is actually less than some of the other rioters. KSL News Time 3:32, the man accused of shooting and killing University of Utah football star Aaron Lowe is probably in the courtroom this very moment. After pleading guilty to first-degree murder charges, book sentencing is supposed to begin right about now. KSL has a reporter in the courtroom. We're going to bring you the very latest as soon as we hear from court. At the Chad Daybell trial, witnesses have been testifying about his reaction to the death of his wife, Tammy. They say he didn't seem too bothered. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is in Boise with the latest.
One of Tammy's cousins and her cousin's daughter both testified that they were surprised by Chad's demeanor at Tammy's funeral. They expected him to be much sadder, but say he was saying mean things about Tammy instead of mourning her. And his story about how she died changed based on who he was talking to. This is all new information that hasn't come out in the case before now. Daybell sat with his hands crossed during all this, staring down both witnesses.
Amy Kobabe there. She's going to be in the courtroom all this week, and we'll bring you complete reports from the trial here on KSL News Radio. A Louisiana man has been arrested on charges he caused a head-on crash in Spanish Fork Canyon yesterday. 23-year-old Kobe Arsenault faces DUI and marijuana charges after the head-on crash left another driver in critical condition. U.S. 6 had to be closed for hours yesterday east of Thistle after the crash. Student protesters are refusing to leave despite a deadline set by Columbia University. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the protesters appear to have been energized by the university's ultimatum. Several of the student leaders, including Sueda Polat, held a news conference to blast the university for its threats.
Losing access to their housing, losing access to campus, losing access to health care on campus, and losing their right to graduation if they are a graduating student.
The two sides have reached an impasse in their discussions, with the university refusing to divest of investments in Israel. The 5,000 residents of Sulphur, Oklahoma are surveying the damage from this weekend's devastating tornadoes. Many of the small downtown's businesses crumbled. The owner of JJ's Furniture, Kimberly Mensch, is devastated by the loss of her store.
It breaks my heart. And seeing this just makes me think of all of the memories that we had in the store.
Cars and buses were tossed around and roofs were shredded off houses across a 15-block radius. And self-driving semis will soon be hauling freight on Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston. Aurora Innovation's self-driving semi is outfitted with 25 laser, radar, and camera sensors. Company says the semis will speed up delivery times because they can run nearly round the clock with no breaks. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
months ago, caucus night was a mess, and now the state GOP convention left a bitter taste in the mouths of many. One of them, first-time delegate Paul Stout.
The words that kept coming to my mind were inefficiency, frustration, and acrimony.
He tells David Dujanovic the lines to cast votes were long, and some people didn't even get to cast their votes.
And the chairman kept getting up and saying, no, we already agreed on this, and we're going to do it this way. And he wanted to have people removed. He wanted to have microphones turned off. It wasn't really happening. And so it was a shouting match at times.
Stout says he arrived before 8 a.m. for the convention. It was supposed to wrap at 5, but things kept going till after 11 p.m. KSL News Time 3:35. Now, first look traffic. Let's get you going. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the delays that we have southbound Bangor Highway in West Valley is due to a traffic light malfunctioning at 4100 South. It's flashing red in all directions. And now we have an accident in that right lane of travel due to the malfunctioning light. You got to be careful at those intersections. And an accident westbound 2100 South at 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. Stay here.
This Friday.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.